If you think back this past week, or even the past few days, do you remember a time where you thanked someone for something? Maybe expressing thanksgiving to a member of your family, your spouse, perhaps a coworker, a friend, maybe a church member. There's a past article in a Good Housekeeping magazine, and it was entitled, Two Little Words, Thank You. And here's an excerpt from it, quote, in a national survey of more than 2,000 adults conducted for the John Templeton Foundation, 64% of women say they express gratitude because it makes them feel good. It's a smart move. Academics studying the subject have found that feeling grateful and expressing it decreases stress, increases happiness, generally makes people feel better about life. In fact, the Templeton Foundation, which supports research on questions relating to human purpose, is investing almost $6 million to fund new research on the practice of gratitude, including its effects on health and child development, unquote. I know there are some people that actually keep a gratitude journal, and it's just writing things down each day that they're thankful for. And I know one person in particular was really important that they did that. To quote again from the article, people who keep a gratitude journal exercise more, sleep better, have more energy, according to research, unquote. And the article goes on to say, in times of personal stress and trials, it's still important to give thanks to others who are trying to help you. Well, we think about it, the article is not really saying anything really new, because scripture is loaded with the concept of thankfulness or gratitude. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 7, because there's actually one of the offerings under the Old Covenant was just done to thank God. That was it. It had nothing to do with sin. It just was, I'm going to do this because I want to praise and thank God. Leviticus 7 and verse 11. It says, it's the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which you shall offer to the Lord. Verse 12, if you offer it for thanksgiving, well, offer it with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, unleavened cakes. And there's more specifics here. And verse 15, it concludes, the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it's offered. It shall not leave any of it until the morning. So that's a direct thanks to God, right? Direct thanks to God, which is obviously the most no-brainer thanksgiving that we could offer, right? God sustains life on this planet. He gave us our very life. He offers us eternal life in his plan of salvation. So that is why many, many times during the course of the day, before each meal, we thank God, because he's providing everything good for us. And if we also think about our general prayer to God, it shouldn't just be, dear God, okay, I need help, and I need this, and give me that, right? I mean, part of our prayer certainly is asking for God's help and guidance. But, you know, if you think about it, the model prayer that Jesus outlined, it starts out, hallowed be your name. Like, hallowed be the name. That's already putting the emphasis on God, giving him the glory and the praise. Certainly, we can also always thank our Lord and Jesus Christ for his sacrifice and his ongoing help. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. Which Paul's writing, verse 12, he says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Verse 14, the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 16, howbeit for this cause, I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor, glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, Paul certainly let his thanksgiving be known. And here's an important point. Many times we're just thankful in our minds, like, wow, that was so nice what they did or helped me or whatever. We think about it. We might pray about it and thank God. Thank God for so-and-so who helped me. But it's really important to express thanks directly to the person. It's really important. I know there was someone in the church who actually believed that you shouldn't thank people if they did something good, because in the opinion of that individual, well, they would get the big head, you know, they'd get puffed up by being thanked. And it was like, well, it's actually not biblical to have that kind of thinking. How many times do we see Paul just publicly thanking people? Because it's an encouragement. It's an encouragement. There might be the exception where someone, you know, gets the big head. It might be an exception, right? But the overall majority of the time, the person's just going to be thankful. They're going to be encouraged to do more. Sometimes people need to know, like, hey, I made a difference. Like, I'm glad that I could help and made a difference. And it makes you feel good in a right way. In a right way. And if anyone does get puffed up, I would say that's their problem, right? Not your problem, if they react that way. Let's go to Romans 16. Here's an example of Paul. I actually covered this not that long ago. Romans 16. Again, when we think about what should we or should not do, right? Should we thank people on a regular basis or not? Well, we just go to the Bible and we find out, okay, this is the way to go. And in Romans 16, in verse 1, and remember, this was a public epistle. This was read to many churches. So a lot of people were hearing, and Paul wanted people to know. As he says, I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant in the church. Wow. Greet Priscilla and Aquila in verse 3, my helpers, and greet the church. Salute my well-beloved Epaphroditus in verse 5. And verse 9, he talks about the helper, that individual. And it's just, again, Paul is such a great example as a pastor to point out the good works of those in the church. And he thanked them, and I would imagine they all were just, wow, this is great. I made a difference, and I can help out. And it'd be encouraged to do more, right? If you're laboring and doing things and you have no feedback, you might tend to slack off, right? Because I guess it's not really... It doesn't really matter. But that's why it's important to thank people for what they do. Again, an encouragement. Let's just go to one final scripture, Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Starting in verse 3. Once again, Paul, we give thanks to God and the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. We've heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, the love which you have to all the saints. Verse 6, which has come to you as in all the world and brings forth fruit, as it does in you since the day you heard of it and know the grace of God in truth. Because Paul is just happy to hear good things. And he's like, let's praise God. Ultimately, we praise God for the good things that we can do. We thank God that he gives us the help. And then in chapter 2 of Colossians, verse 5, He says, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet I'm with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ, encouragement. As you therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him. Notice verse 7. Rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Abounding with thanksgiving. And of course, our thanks should always be genuine. It should not just be a show of words. It should come from the heart. But again, make sure you verbalize your thanks, because as we read, it's actually a benefit to you to have that kind of an attitude, but it's certainly a benefit and encouragement to the other person. So let's use a lot of times the two words of thank you.